Blog Talk Radio.
And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Adam in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Adam coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a shofar, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, rise and shine and give of Yahuwah all the glory. This is His Idiyah, and coming to you live here on His Idiyah Praise. And I see we have our beloved sister Emiya joining us out of California for the 3 a.m. prayer watch, as we're watching and praying and praising and sometimes fasting, as we're looking for the coming of our Bridegroom, our Kingsman Redeemer. And on this morning's broadcast, I want to say Todah, which means thank you, Ab Yahuwah, for the gift of forgiveness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we're going to pray, we're going to praise, and we're going to get right into the word. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. So Father, we just thank you this morning. We laud you, extol you, and magnify your name. This is the day that you have made, and we will always rejoice and be glad in it. No matter what comes our way, Papa, we're more than conquerors. And we thank you that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb each and every day, by the word of our testimony, and we do not love our lives unto death. In King Yahushua Mashiach's name, Father, we exalt you, we laud you, and we glorify your set apart name. In King Yahushua Mashiach's name, we thank you for beloved singer, songwriter, or beautiful brother, Tahud. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you. Who sings beautiful songs from the Shemayim, inspired by your beautiful, beautiful Ruach Akuma. Kiss the sun, lest he be angry, and he perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Baruch are all they that put their trust in him. Yeshua, salvation, deliverance belongs unto Yahuwah. Your barakah is upon your people, Selah. For you, Yahuwah, will baruch the righteous. With favor will you compass him as with a shield. Hallelujah. And I'm going to read Psalm 18. Again, we're saying, Todah, Yahuwah. Todah, Ab Yahuwah, for the gift of forgiveness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In King Yahushua Mashiach's name, I pray, Papa, in the power of your beautiful, beautiful Ruach HaKadosh. I will love you, O Yahuwah, my strength. Yahuwah is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. My El, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler, and the horn of my Yeshua and my high tower. I will call upon Yahuwah, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the floods of wicked men made me afraid. The sorrows of Sheol compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me. In my distress, I called upon Yahuwah and cried unto my Elohim. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even into his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations also of the hills moved and were shaken because he was wroth. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils, and fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under his feet. And he rode upon a cherub and did fly, yea, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his secret place. His pavilion round about him were dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. At the brightness that was before him, his stones and coals of fire. Hallelujah. Yahuwah also thundered in the heavens, and El Elyon gave his voice, hailstones and coals of fire. Yea, he sent out his arrows and scattered them, and he shot out lightnings and discomfited them. Then the channels of waters were seen, and the foundations of the world were discovered at your rebuke, O Yahuwah, at the blast of the breath of your nostrils. He sent from above. He took me. He drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy and from them which hated me, for they were too strong for me. They prevented me in the day of my calamity, but Yahuwah was my stay. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. Yahuwah rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands as he recompensed me. For I have guarded the ways of Yahuwah and have not wickedly departed from my Elohim. For all his judgments were before me, and I did not put away his statutes from me. I was also upright before him, and I guarded myself from my iniquity. Therefore, as Yahuwah recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his eyesight, with a merciful you will show yourself merciful. With an upright man you will show yourself upright. With a pure you will show yourself pure, and with a froward you will show yourself froward. For you will save the afflicted people, but will bring down high looks. For you will light my candle. Yahuwah Elohi will enlighten my darkness. For by you I have run through a troop, and by my Elohim have I leaped over a wall. As for El, his way is perfect. The word of Yahuwah is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust in him. For who is Elohim save Yahuwah, or who is a rock save our Elohim? It is El that girds me with strength and makes my way perfect. He makes my feet like hinds' feet and sets me upon my high places. He teaches my hands to war so that a bow of steel is broken by my arms. You have also given me the shield of your salvation, and your right hand has held me up, and your gentleness has made me great. You have enlarged my steps under me, that my feet did not slip. I have pursued my enemies and overtaken them. Neither did I turn again till they were consumed. I have wounded them that were not able to rise. They are fallen under my feet. For you have girded me with strength unto the battle. You have subdued me. You have subdued under me those that rose up against me. You have also given me the necks of my enemies, that I might destroy them that hate me. They cried, but there was none to save them, even unto Yahuwah, but he answered them not. Then did I beat them small as the dust before the wind. I did cast them out as dirt in the streets. I did cast them out as the dirt in the streets. You have delivered me from the strivings of the people, yes, Papa. And you have made me the head of the heathen. A people whom I have not known shall serve me. As soon as they hear of me, they shall obey me. The strangers shall submit themselves unto me. The strangers shall fade away and be afraid out of their closed places. Yahuwah lives, and Baruch be my rock, and let the Elohim of my Yeshua, my salvation, my deliverance, be exalted. It is El that avenges me and subdues the people under me. He delivers me from my enemies. Yea, you lift me up above those that rise up against me. You have delivered me from the violent man. Therefore will I give thanks unto you, O Yahuwah, among the heathen, and sing praises unto your name. Great deliverance gives thee to his king, and shows mercy to his anointed, to Dawud, and to his seed forevermore. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Father, we just want to thank you for deliverance. And we truly say to Yahuwah for delivering us, just like you delivered our Melchizedek King Yahusha by raising him up from the dead through your eternal Ruach HaKodesh. And we say thank you. So we're saying, as we're watching for the sunrise here, we're saying Tada Abaya for the gift of forgiveness. Hallelujah. Forgiveness, the blotting out of our transgression, wiping our slate clean, saying you are pardoned. Hallelujah. No fault is found in you. And we're saying Tada, we're saying thank you. You know, a lot of times we may take things for granted, but I like to stay on point with everything that Abaya has done, is doing, and will do for me. I stay excited in those things and have a sense of gratitude. So with that being said, you know, we're saying on this morning watch, as we're watching for the coming of the bridegroom, Tada El Yahuwah, Yahuwah reigns from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. His name is worthy to be praised, and there is none like him. And we praise his Kadosh name. And we say, Halalu Et Yahuwah. Hallelujah. So we are live on the Blog Talk Radio, and we want to say again to the Yahuwah for the gift of forgiveness. Hallelujah. This is his Edayah. And we have our beautiful sister calling in from California, Sister Emmy Yah. Hallelujah, Hua.
Hallelujah, Hua.
So we see here, beloved, that when we say to Abaya for the gift of forgiveness, who is this for? This is for us who have been immersed in the set apart name of Yahuwah Yahusha and have received forgiveness of our sins. We're saying thank you, Abba, for the gift of forgiveness. And this is also for you who you're knee deep in your sins and you don't know how to get out of them. Because what I find was when I was sinning, I had a strong desire to stop sinning, but truly I didn't know how to get out of them. And calling upon that JC never did get me out of them. Hallelujah. Freedom came through. Hey, whoa, hey. Behold the nail, behold the hand. And I am he who breathes life. Freedom came through the one true Messiah, King Yahusha HaMashiach. Hallelujah. 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 So we say to die, Yahuwah. Sister Emily, do you have your scriptures? We're going to read Ephesians chapter 2. We talk about by grace are we saved.
One minute.
Okay. So while our sister is going to grab her word, we're going to I'll read the description. Help me keep my mind on thee. Okay. So we thank Abba for the wonderful, life-changing blood of our soon-coming King Yahusha HaMashiach. Hallelujah. Amen. So again, I say to God, I'll be awarded for the gift of forgiveness through his Pesach sacrifice. King Yahusha HaMashiach, who takes away the sins of the world. Hallelujah. And I encourage you to read the whole books of Acts chapter 2, beloved, Ephesians chapter 2, and we read Psalm 18 today. I also want to add Luke chapter 22, focusing on the Pesach. And I also want to add Exodus chapter 12. Receive forgiveness of your sins today, Yasharal, and the stranger who joins themselves to Yasharal and cleave unto El Yahuwah. Hallelujah, for forgiveness is available through the blood of Mashiach, Yahusha. And our sister is going to read Ephesians chapter 2. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So we say, let everything that I have read praise Yahuwah. Hallelujah, who are from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. His name is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, who are.
And you have he quickened, who were dead in transgressions and sin, wherein in time past he walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the Ruach, that now works in the children of disobedience. among whom also we all had our conversations in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desire of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But Yahuwah, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, he has quickened us together with Mashiach. By grace we are saved, and has raised us up together, and made us to sit together in heavenly places, in Mashiach Yahusha, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness towards us through Mashiach Yahusha. For by grace are ye saved through belief, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of Yah, not our works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Mashiach Yahusha unto good works, which Yahuwah has before ordained that we should walk in them. Wherefore remember that ye being in time past the other nations in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is circumcision in the flesh made by hand, that at the time ye were without Mashiach, being aliens from the Devarim of Yashar'el and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope, and without Yahuwah in the world. But now in Mashiach Yahusha, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Mashiach. For he is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in the flesh the enmity, the commands of the statutes contained in dogma, to make in himself of two one new man, so making peace, and that he might reconcile both unto Yahuwah in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached were afar off, and to them that were nigh. For through him we both have access by one Ruach unto the Father. Now therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the Kodashim and of the household of Yahuwah, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Yahusha HaMashiach himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together grows unto a holy temple in Yahuwah, in whom ye also are built together for a habitation of Yah through the Ruach. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for the reading, beloved. So we are saved by grace. We're saved by Abba's favor. It's not by works, lest any man should boast. So freely, as Sister Emily and I received Abba's favor, his forgiveness, so freely are we sharing. So freely are we declaring his name and his wonders and his goodness, that you too can come to the knowledge that you do not need to live in sin, beloved, that there is a sacrifice that was paid for you and I and Sister Emiya and whomever will hear this beautiful message, that there is a sacrifice that is paid, beloved. And this is your Melchizedek King Yahusha Mashiach. Through his blood, we are redeemed. Through his blood, we are made new. Through his blood, we're cleansed from all transgression, all unrighteousness, any and everything that you could have done. And this is why we say thank you, because salvation, forgiveness, is not by works, lest any man should boast. It's truly the gift of Yah. This is what we're saying to Da Abiya on this rising, this marvelous rising, for the gift. It is a gift. Hallelujah. And I like to say, knowing that Abba has gifted us, what would you give in return? What would you give in return? And I love that her brother sings that, what would you give to the one who gave his life for you? Why not give him your life? And that's what I have given.
Hallelujah. And that's what Sister Emiya has given. And her husband, Brother Brad, and our brother that you hear singing the beautiful songs from the Shemayim, Hallelujah, Hallelujah. I encourage you to go subscribe to his channel, our beloved brother Prince of Wu. That's what we've given, beloved, and that's what we're keep affirming and confirming as we walk this road, this path of everlasting life. So we thank Abba for King Yahusha Mashiach, because he is Abba's Pesach sacrifice that you heard me mention. I'm going to read those verses in Luke 22. And we thank Abba Yah that through King Yahusha Mashiach, through his sacrifice, we receive his beautiful gift of life, his beautiful Ruach HaKodesh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I'm going to read a few verses in Acts chapter 2 also regarding his beautiful, beautiful Ruach HaKodesh when we receive, when we receive and believe in the name of King Yahusha Mashiach. He gives us power to become sons of Yah, born of Yah, not of a husband's will, not of human decision or flesh and blood, but born of Yah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we're all related. So in Acts chapter 2, I encourage you to read the whole chapter, beloved. Hallelujah. However, I'm going to read from verse 36 to 39 on this marvelous rising, and the sun is up. So I want to say hallelujah. 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 Therefore, let all the house of Yasharal know assuredly that Yahuwah has made that same Yahusha, whom you have crucified, both Yahuwah and Mashiach. Now, when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Kepha and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Kepha said unto them, repent and be immersed, every one of you, in the name of Yahuwah, Yahusha, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Ruach HaKodesh. Hallelujah. The gift of everlasting life. And again, remission
yes.
of sins is the forgiveness of sins, the blotting out of your sins. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as Yahuwah Eloheinu shall call. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I pray, beloved, that, you know, you're hearing this message and you're wrestling with your sins and your transgressions, that you just call upon the beautiful name of Yahuwah through his Melchizedek King Yahusha. Yahusha means Yah is deliverer. Yah is salvation. And Yahuwah said, whosoever calls upon his name shall be saved. Hallelujah. I'm going to read a few
Hallelujah.
Verses in Luke 22 regarding the Pesach. Yahuwah's Pesach, King Yahusha, was impaled. He was crucified on behalf of our transgressions. And this is how we receive forgiveness of them. We must have the true Messiah, King Yahusha. So Luke 22, verse 15 to 20. And he said unto them, what desire I have desired to eat at this Pesach with you before I suffer. For I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of Yahuwah. And he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of Yahuwah shall come. And he took out the bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave unto them, saying, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Likewise also the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood which is shed for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So his blood is shed for us, beloved, and we must partake of the blood to have everlasting life. We must partake of his body. That was broken to have everlasting life. And this is why, again, salvation is a gift unto you. It is a gift. It's not of works, lest any man should boast. And I pray that you would accept this gift and steal the enemy and the avenger by making the decision to be born again and repenting and returning to right ruling unto Abba Yahuwah and keep his Torah through King Yahusha Mashiach. Or Kohen HaGadol. So I'm going to read these verses in Hebrews 9. How much more shall the blood of Mashiach, who through the eternal Ruach offered himself without spot to Eti Yahuwah, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living Yah? And for this cause, he is the mediator of the new covenant, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first covenant, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. So those which are called, hallelujah, through his blood, through the everlasting Ruach HaKodesh, we're able to receive the promise of eternal redemption. So Mashiach was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto Yeshua, salvation, deliverance. So that's what we're doing in the wee hours of the morning. What time is it where you are, sis?
It is 3:55.
Hallelujah. Yeah. So the sun is up on my side of the world, and where beloved is, it's still dark, and she is up with me and watching for the coming of our bridegroom, our kingsman, redeemer. So we just want to say hallelujah, for the word says that those who watch for him, he's coming again with salvation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we want to be mindful to watch for him. So
he had the arch alone. It has broken down the middle wall of partition between us.
So thank you, Papa.
Thank you.
Thank you, Papa. Yes, thank you, Papa. Thank you for uttering all things so sweetly, Mama Rosakma.
All that you've done, all that you will do.
And turn from the wicked ways. And when I
Hallelujah. 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 So thank Abba for hearing our petitions. Let's praise him, sis. Is Brother Brad
praise
up with
Yahuwah.
You?
Praise Yahuwah.
Praise him. Therefore will I give thanks unto you, O Yahuwah, among the heathen, and sing praises unto your name, that I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all your wondrous works. Sing unto Yahuwah, O ye Yakid of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. So this is his Eriyah with Emiyah, and we're saying Tada Abaya for the gift of forgiveness. Hallelujah at Yahuwah.
Hallelujah at Yahuwah.
Hallelujah. Shalom, shalom, sis.
Shalom, shalom. I woke up feeling gratitude for forgiveness this morning without